You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 7 and verse 8. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Now, this is the account of the two witnesses that are going to come on the face of the earth before the return of Jesus to preach, to prophesy. Now, they will die, and they will also be taken up again in the face of people. Everybody will see it. But I want you to note something in that verse 8. He said that their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city. From a human perspective, it is a great city. But let's see from a spiritual perspective. He says, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. This is why, brethren, it is important that you will allow God to guide you to wherever you will live or operate in life. Don't just think that by your own power and strength and wisdom, you can just decide where is the best place for you to live. When Lot had such opportunity, he chose Sodom, but he didn't know because it didn't appear like Sodom at that time. The land was green and flourishing. This city, they describe it as great city. So most people will call it, that city, I want to go there. It's a great city. But the Bible says spiritually, they don't see it as a great city. They see it as Sodom and Egypt. Now, what is Sodom? What is Egypt? Sodom is the place of perversion that is marked for destruction. Egypt is the place of slavery. The children of Israel were held against their will in Egypt. They could not overcome. They could not by themselves deliver themselves and get out of it. That's like the bondage of sin. You know, sin, you can't get out of it by yourself. Even if you want to, you cannot. That's why you need Jesus. So the children of Israel were held bound in Egypt. And that's why God said he got out to call Moses to go and bring his people out, because the people could not come out by themselves. So there has to be a deliverer. It's not that the children of Israel cannot walk on their leg from Egypt to anywhere, but it's a bondage. So they needed a deliverer. Once you are in a bondage, you need somebody to deliver you. That's Egypt. And then Sodom is a place of perversion where all manner of wickedness is being done. And that city is marked for destruction. And that is why when you look at the end of that particular story, you will discover that that is let me see the verse. Now, after they resurrected in verse 11 and verse 12, the Bible says in verse 13 that in the same hour, there was a great earthquake and the tent of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. Then in verse 14, it says, the second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. In other words, what I'm showing you is that it was a great city, humanly speaking, but spiritually it was not. And eventually, earthquake struck that city and a lot of people died. But in the natural, you will think this is a place to go and live. This is a good place. That is why always allow God to lead you. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Always allow God to direct you. A city you are looking at today that it looks like it's a great city, when you step into it, you don't know what will happen later. When the husband of Naomi, when he left Israel to go to Moab, the place looks great. But at the end of the day, it was sadness that met him in that place. Brethren, allow God to direct your path and to order your steps aright. It is not given to the man that walks to direct his own step. I pray that the Lord will order your steps in life in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone www.occupy.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.